Okay, let's start from some page 558, Simin Tov Tesvav. Let's just run to the Mechaber again, okay? We'll start from the beginning of Tov Tesvav, we'll run to the Mechaber, and then we'll pick up what we left off in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber says, let's go back to page Reish Ayin Tes. Ein Marvin Eruv Tchum Ela L'Dvar Mitzvah. One may not create, establish Eruv Tchum Ela for Dvar Mitzvah. Kegoyin, for example, Shai Roitz Lelech LeBeis Ovel. Person wants to be Menachem and Ovel on Shabbos. We discussed this yesterday, that a person, L'chatchila, can be Menachem and Ovel on Shabbos. And you say to him, Hamokom Yenachem Eschem. Or you can say, Shabbos Yim L'Nachemchem. Shabbos should provide you comfort. Or you want to go where? You want to go to Beis HaMisha. Or you want to go to a Beis HaMisha for a Sudas Mitzvah, a Sheva Brachas, or a Chasna, Shel Nesuin, O Lahak Bil Pnei Rabbi. You want to be your Rebbe, or your friend. Shabbat Min HaDerech, you want to be Mekabel, your friend that's also called a Mitzvah, to greet your friend that's come from a far distance. Let's see Mishnah Berurah Beis. That's where up to Beis Shel Nesuin. You're allowed to go to a Dvar Mitzvah, a Mishnah of marriage. Sudas Erisin. Okay, in ancient times, we know from the Gemara that they would break up the marriage in two parts. So we go to a wedding today, the Erisin and the Nesun are done together. There are two cups of wine. There are two sets of brachos. There's the Bar Priyagofen, and there is Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvos V'osalanu Esharoyos. That is Erisin, where the man is Mekadesh, the woman. And then there is a break. And then there is the reading of the Ksuba. And then you have the Sheva Brachos for Nisuin. So there used to be a separate meal. There was a meal to commemorate. There was, we get off easy today. You think today is expensive to make a wedding? We get off easy. Because in ancient times there were basically two weddings. You had the Erisin, the Sudas Erisin, when they were legally married, when the man would give the woman the Tabas, would give the woman Kesef Kedushin, and now they're legally married. And if the woman were to have relations with another man, she's chayiv misa. And in fact, it's worse at that point, but she's not yet permitted to live with her husband until they make a second kinyan called kinyan nisuin. When would the nisuin take place? A year later. Typically, it was a year later. During that year, they would, the chasm and kala would prepare for coming together, living as a couple in the same home by going to work and setting up a household. Today, we do the erisin and the nisuin one shot. In a one-shot deal, the chuppah is when the chasm takes the kala under the chuppah, he's taking her into his home. He owns the chuppah. He's doing the suin. And we make the birchas erisin. Then we have a little break by reading the ksuba, not to bundle the two mitzvahs together back to back. We have a little break, and then we have the nisuin. And the fact that he took her into the chuppah, that counts as the nisuin. So let's say here, what does it say here in the Mechaber? The Mechaber is discussing in his time where they had the two separate points in time, and it says only that you're allowed to go to a... The Mechaber says that you are allowed to make an eruvet from to travel for sudas nisuin. What about a sudas erisin? So the Mishnah Berurah continues. Who had then a sudas erisin? It's also okay. A sudas kinyin means a vart. This is a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Sudas kinyin shenoyhagin la'asois achshav shegam elu sudas mitzvahim. That's an amazing chiddush, a vart. That's what it means. That's the tunaim. You see, that's the whole problem today. It used to be, go to a chasna today, right? So most chasnas today, they still do tanoim by the chosn's tish.
See them do tanoim,
right?
Before
that's when it should be done. And why don't litvax? Why has it become the custom today not to do tanoim at the vart? Because there's an expression, there's a saying that it's worse. It's better to get married and get divorced than to break tanoim. Because if a person gets married, there's a way out. The Torah provides a way out. Divorce. Get krisus. But if a person gives his word that he's going to marry the kala, and the kala gives her word that she's going to marry the chasan, and the mekabel kinyan, they pick up a handkerchief, and they sign a document, and each one promises that they will provide the basic necessities in preparation for the wedding that will take place at some point in the future. They've made a kinyan. Mi shepara midor hamabul, hu osali para mi she'enei oimed bidiburo. And there's no way out. The Torah says if a person gets married and it's no good, there's a way out. That's a very fundamental principle in Yadus that has a lot of moral and hashkafic implications. Christians, there's no way out. That's a very their whole religion is flawed. There's no way. That's a very big problem for them. And I mean, I don't have to go give you examples of what takes place in the church, but Yadus says in the Torah, if there's a marriage, it doesn't work, there's a way out. There's something called divorce. But there is no way out. The Christians are really taking for marriage what's true in other respects.
They have a concept of annulment. And it
never it's a joke. It's a joke. Right.
That you combine.
But what they're taking into their marriage a concept which is a Jewish concept. Mi shepora mi dar hamabel Hashem, who destroyed the whole world. Dramabel, Osili Para will destroy and bring Chorban upon a person, She'enoi Oimed Bidiburo, that does not remain true to his word. The advantage of man is his power of speech. Vayipach be'apov nishmas chayim, vayihi ha'odam l'nefesh chaya. The Targum translates, man became a speaking l'ruach mimalala. The koyach of man is his dibur. A person promised to do something and he's not true to his word. If a word is not a word, that's big trouble. When is a word considered to be a word? When there is a kinyan. When there is a transaction. So when you make the kinyan, I'm going to marry you and you're going to marry me, we're going to get married in the future, and we're going to provide, I'm going to provide a certain amount of chickens and you're going to provide a certain number of bedcloths and covers and feathers and pillows for our household, and you do not keep your word, there's no annulment, there's no way out. So there's such a concept. It's the person is engaged and he's in trouble. He knows that this marriage is not going to work out. It's better to get married for a day and then get divorced than to break the engagement. Now we know that sounds all very nice and fun on a piece of paper, but it's not going to work in the real world, practically speaking. What do you do? You're in a lot of trouble. There is no solution. So in ancient times, not even such ancient times, years ago, people got married. It was unheard of, a broken engagement. I mean, not unheard of, but it just didn't happen that often. So people did it the right way. They got engaged. We don't want any trouble here. We want to make sure that they get married. So they signed tanoim. Unfortunately, in modern times, it's a magefa that there are broken engagements every other day. Therefore, because there are broken engagements every other day, it's a makas medina, it's a magefa in the world. You don't want, but you signed it to Tanayim. If you signed it to Tanayim, you got to get married. There's no way out. There's no way out. Who knows what's going to happen in Shemayim? Therefore, the custom became you don't sign the Tanayim. You don't do it.
So what's the purpose?
There is no purpose by the wedding.
5 minutes.
Exactly. Therefore, what has happened among certain segments of Klal Yisrael, they have presented exactly your argument. Since today we do not do tonight because we are afraid that we live in a modern world and unfortunately we're on a very low level of integrity and we have broken engagement, so we're not going to do the tonight. If we'll get to the wedding, we'll get there. If not, not. Now we're at the wedding. We made it. We hit a home run. We're at the wedding, the band is here, the chasn and kala are smiling, everyone is happy, all systems go. So why you can make a tanoim for 5 minutes later?
5 minutes.
Not even 5 minutes, for 3 minutes later. Why bother? Enochanami. There are many groups that don't bother making tanoim. They don't do tanoim, they abolish tanoim. However, others say, whoa, tanoim, it's a minag Yisrael.
Who abolished
I don't want to say names. I don't want to make a mistake. But a lot of very chosh rabbanim.
In other words, they'll come and say, "Hey, we don't do it tonight."
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Rabbi Sal, you know the one who gave the invocation at the Republican convention. My cousin. So he by his wedding there were no tanoim. As far as I know, he's a Soloveitchik. As far as I remember, by his wedding there were no tanoim. Because we don't do tanoim. People do not, among us, we do not do tanoim by Ashkenazim. Pretty much, it's unheard of, kamat, to do tanoim by by avart, because we're afraid of a broken engagement. And a broken yes, Hasidim or Hasidim still do by the engagement. They still do it because they are very, that's Hasidim, they hold on to their traditions, and they don't break engagements. The Chas and Kal don't even see each other, so what's the difference anyway, right? There's no grounds to break an engagement. Anyway,
even the telephone.
Exactly, they don't even know who they are. I know stories like this. I know people like this. Okay, but the point is, so we don't do to, so you come to the wedding. So for 3 minutes, there's no need to. However, by most weddings that we go to, there are tanaim. Why? Because we don't want to play around. Most of the Gedolei Yisrael say, you're right, theoretically it's only for 5 minutes, there's no reason to make tanaim. But, you know, this is an ancient tradition. This goes back 1,000 years. I don't know, 1,000. It goes back a very long time. You make... So, it's not... It's. But there's more to it. The nusach of the document, it's a beautiful nusach. Lo yalimu zeh mizev lezu mizu. This is a not very nice drush. It refers to those words are the words of mezuzah, that the tnoim is like the mezuzah of the wedding. When you come into a bias, there's a mezuzah. Before you go into the wedding, there's tnoim. There are mystical things. It's a minog. You're getting married. Why play around? That's all it is. Why mess up? Why mess around with an ancient custom from Klal Yisrael? We can't do the custom the way it was meant to be because we're afraid. We're petrified. There'll be a broken engagement. And a broken engagement, when the term has been signed, is a nightmare. So, we can't do it. So now it's time to get married. It's the day of the wedding. Not to do the tanoim altogether. A minig for 1,000 years? Even though the purpose of the minig, the purpose of the tanoim is that each party agrees they're going to walk down the chuppah in 2 minutes. So just walk down the chuppah in 2 minutes. Just walk down. The answer is...
As soon as the wedding takes place, it's not...
It's done. Document, exactly. The document has been fulfilled. The purpose has been fulfilled, exactly. But nevertheless, since it is a custom, most people, most Rabbanim and Gedolei Yisrael don't want to tamper with it. And they do it even though it's only going to be for the next 2 minutes. Well, of course, I'm going to go to the store to buy the tanoim. And then among the tanoim, but you should know one thing that we do that a lot of Gedolim have done, that the text of the tanoim is totally outdated, because the original text of the tanoim discusses how many chickens and how many pillows and bed coverings the chassan will provide and the kala will provide in preparation for the wedding. I never saw a chassan bring to the wedding some live chickens or some eggs or to bring some feathers for the canopy for the bed. Therefore, Rav Moshe and others have written their own tanoim. They've taken the original text and they have cut out a lot of the outdated things and have condensed it to a more modern nusach, a more modern text, which is very common. It's very common. There are beautiful expressions in the tanoim, and there are very nice concepts in the tanoim. Most people are not willing to tamper with the tanoim, but your argument is on the mark, and that's why there are people that are very comfortable doing away with the tanoim. You save a lot of, but no, it's an opportunity to give kibbutim. You know, you're always looking to give kibbutim by a wedding. Yes. 2 people to sign, someone to read it, and you have more pictures.
There you go.
Photo op.
They don't have a middle with tanoim.
Amidalitzer, okay. Hagoshes. You ever go to a bris? Mechulah with a hagosh. You know what hagosh is? You ever see that? You have to bring the baby. The kvat brings the baby. So first kvat, the kvat that brings the baby in. But let's say you have a lot of chasher rabbanim. You want to be mechabi. You can't give everyone the sinek. Well, mechabi with a hagosha. The kvat that just brings the baby in from outside, from the women's section into the men's section. But now you give it to someone to bring it forward 3 steps. And then you give it to the next person to bring the baby forward. Hagoshas.
Use haika, they call it.
Haika.
Haika?
Haika.
What's haika mean?
They're hiking. Like
a football player.
Hiking.
Football.
Okay, but it's called hagoshas. I have a tape. I have never seen hagoshas live in my life.
Yeah, no.
I daven chaim b'lid. They make a bris there approximately once a week. Baruch Hashem. It's very. They have also very different minhagim. They have very, very interesting minhag. They have different minhagim there for how they do a bris than in a regular place. So a little bit of a mix of Hasidus and Ashkenaz, how they do a bris. But and they have moyalim. They have seen them all. Every moyal in America, the metropolitan area, has come done a bris l'chaim, and I've seen all different types of things. And you can do mitzitzah, ped, nam, mitzitzah, you do whatever you want. And even so, once there was a svarish bris, I couldn't believe what was going on. All these, the chassan, the avi haben, the avi haben, chassan bris, no, the avi haben was a svardi. Okay, but he's converted. You know, he became a Baal Tshuva. he became a real Ashkenazi. But his family, they're all Sephardim. And all of a sudden, they hijack the Beis Medrash. All these Sephardim, and then they start singing and doing all these Sephardim and hugging and start throwing things. Mm-hmm. What's going on here? This is not a Sephardim temple. This is.
You see that at the Kotel.
Oh, the Kotel. You can do whatever you want by the Kotel. But here, they hijacked a Litvish place that turned into a Sephardim. They do all these. But okay, so I've seen it all. But I never saw a Moyal do a Hagasha. But yet I have a tape for my brother's bris. This goes back a long time ago. I played the tape once by accident. I was listening to the tape of the bris, and Zimmerman, the old Zimmerman, the one who is no longer here. So he was the moyal, and he was screaming. He was like really in his prime. Then he was screaming.
I knew him.
Patinsky. He used to do chayim every other day. He used to come to those two also. Zimmerman and Patinsky. Years ago, they used to do chayim. They had a monopoly on all the bris and chayim. Patinsky and Zimmerman. But then they have new. Now there are new players. They're younger people now. They're no longer here. I listened to the tape, and Zimmerman was doing the moyel, and he was screaming and making all these sounds. I remember him live when he was much, much older. Yeah. Much older. He was already quiet. He was very soft-spoken already that point. Years ago on the tape, wow, he was wild. Hagosha! Mechubil with Hagosha! Mechubil Hagoshas! Hagoshas!
One after the other.
Wow, I read about this in the books, but I didn't know it's for real. I don't know, it's for real, they really do this. So it seems that in years ago, and also it seems he got so carried away, he was Muhammad whoever he wanted. You know, like, yeah, you have a family, well, they think for weeks, this one's going to be the Messiah, the Kedushin. This one's going to be the, no, you can't let him be the aid, there'll be a fight in the family, and they're fighting for weeks. And then it comes to the Chasna, and the Messiah, the Kedushin, he hijacks, oh, look who's here, my good old friend from 10 years ago, the Chubed with the Bracha, and this one gets the Bracha. Who asked you? Who asked you? You're not the Balabasi. So Zimmerman, he hijacked the Bris. Oh, look who's here. This one gets the kibbutz, that one gets the kibbutz, he gave all the kibbutz to himself. Yeah.
Would I be wrong? I'm a little older. That at my bris, all there was basically a kvata, sandik, and a mayo.
It depends.
Sometimes the sandik and the mayo was the same person.
Another factor.
Your mother
usually stayed in the hospital 8 days.
Right, correct. Was in the hospital.
And they had all kinds of regulations. You couldn't even bring in schnapps and cake.
Absolutely.
And they had a list of my limits.
It depends where and when.
It wasn't cake.
It depends where and when. Absolutely.
They were associated with hospitals.
Correct. Okay. So the point I want to make over here is that today, Bizman Hazel, there's something called the Tanoim. We are what we call today a Vard. Vard is also called Vard / Tanoim. By Ashkenazim, Rubid Ruba, they're not going to sign any documents. By Hasidim, they do sign the documents.
But nothing happens at a Vard cake. I went to a Vard last night. There was no signing of documents.
Because there really should have been.
There was nothing.
If it was a Hasidic Shavar, they would have signed the documents.
It's a cheap engagement.
What do they call a Vard? Some people call it a Tanoim. I'm going to a Tanoim.
You give your word to marry them.
I give you word, but the word should be accompanied by the signing of a document.
Nothing.
Well, I told you, we don't do Bizman Hazel. We don't do what?
Vard is a new term.
That's why it's a way.
What was it in your day?
Engagement party.
Did they ever used the word Tanoim?
No.
You never heard the word Tanoim?
It was an engagement party where my parents, over the show, invited the Machatanu a couple of years.
Okay, but
that's what I had.
Okay, but I still hear. I have a list. I have a cousin just got engaged. They're real Litvaks. There's no signing of the documents. They called off to invite us to the Tanoim. And there's a typical family in Lakewood. Okay? And the Nusach is, we're inviting you to come to the Tanoim. But there's no signing of the documents.
It's
an engagement party. But why is an engagement party called Tanoim? Because traditionally...
But my engagement or his engagement party... No, it wasn't an issue.
Okay, I know it's... I know
it's... Families...
That's all. Even still call it tonight.
Yeah, I understand.
Even Litvaks call it tonight.
No, but they call the party tonight.
They call the party a tonight, but the documents are not signed. Classic example. What is the Shmona? What is the Amida called? Yadavid. It's called the Shmona Esrei. What does Shmona Esrei mean? 18 brachas. How many brachas are in Shmona Esrei? There are never 18 brachas. There are 7, there are 9, there are 19. Never, never 18. It's a borrowed term. Why 18? Because it used to be. 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, whatever it was, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, there was something called 18 brachas. Then they added V'lam Al Shinu, where they broke apart 2 brachas, and somehow it became 19 brachas. The reason why this party was and is by certain groups called Tanoim, even though among these groups nothing is being signed, is because traditionally it used to be at this party a kinyan was made and the documents were signed. Now, what's all coming? Because the Mishnah Berurah here is telling a very, very big chiddush. And the chiddush is that he's calling this a sudas mitzvah. Now, that's you know why that's such a chiddush? Because it's a chiddush to say that a marriage is a sudas mitzvah. Because what's the mitzvah by a marriage? What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is peru urvu. Umilu es arts v'chibshua. Is to have children. There are no children by the marriage. It's a heksha mitzvah. It's just a step in that direction where one day there will be children. There will be a fulfillment of peru urvu milu es v'chibshua. So is a wedding a marriage?
Mitzvah.
Is it a mitzvah? It's questionable. There's a whole question. Why do you stand for the chasen and kala? What?
I heard that all you have to do is stand for is a Talmud Chacham or a Zakeh.
Right, so why do you stand for Chacham? Why is the Minuk? Why do you stand for the Chasen and Kala?
I heard.
Two reasons. One is because the Chasen Daim Lamelech. It's a very schwacher reason. Yeah. A very schwacher reason. The Iker reason why you stand is because you stand for someone that's Oisek B'mitzvah. It says the Ferish Mishnah, when those who brought Bikurim, we just learned it in Yeshaya, that La'asalava, the Goyim are going to bring Jews as gifts the same way the Jews themselves would bring gifts, Bikurim. And it says in the Mishnah, when they would come and they would enter into Yerushalayim or in the vicinity of the Beis HaMikdash with the baskets of fruit, everyone in the vicinity would stand up to give kavod to a person that's busy doing a mitzvah. So when a chassan and kala walk down, they're being oisek b'mitzvah, so you stand...
Or you're standing up for their parents who are walking...
Or zakenim. Grandparents.
But they're doing the mitzvah of accompanying their child through the...
You're saying they're...
You have a bris. At a bris, you don't stand for the baby coming...
You're standing for the parents that are spoiling their children by paying for this slavish party.
I just heard the other day when you have a bris, you're not standing for the baby.
You're saying for the father.
For the kvata that brings in the baby that's
doing the mitzvah.
Also, at a funeral, when you bury somebody, you're not standing for the mace. You're standing for the people that are coming.
Malava the mace. that malava the meis, the being oisek b'mitzvah. The people that are doing a mitzvah. So here, so when you chasen comes, you stand for the chasen. Why? Because the chasen is busy doing a mitzvah. Real, he's doing a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? Even when he puts the ring on the collar, he's not doing a mitzvah. The mitzvah is when he'll bring a child into this world. That's the mitzvah. Yet, by extension, it's accepted. It's accepted. It's a tremendous chiddush that even that sin is all part of the process. It's all part of the process. It's also called a mitzvah. Okay, it's not the ikar mitzvah, but the process of mitzvah, middle you can stand. Okay, that's only when it comes to nesuin, when the chassan is coming to take the kal into his rishus. What about erisin? Erisin is a year before. In ancient times, they would break up the marriage into two parts. First, the chassan gives the tabas to the isha, harei at mikudesh esli. They're married. She has now been designated. Are they allowed to live together? Absolutely not. You have to do the second part of marriage called the nisuin. He has not yet made a kinyan to take her into his rishus before witnesses and with brachos. He has not done yet. That's a year later. In the meantime, they got to get ready. So if you'll tell me that a nisuin, when the chosn comes and he takes the kal into his home in front of witnesses and he makes the bracha, they make shev brachos, al kush al yayin, that's called a mitzvah. Okay. But erisin is a mitzvah? Oh, you know what? Note that. So the Mishnah Berurah says, you know what? Even though it says only in the Mechaber, you want to make an Eruvei Tuchumin to participate in the Sudas Mitzvah. What's called the Sudas Mitzvah? Nisuin. That's called the Sudas Mitzvah. That's the only thing that it says explicitly in the Mechaber. Along comes the Shur. Guess what? Even Erisin is called the Sudas Mitzvah. Wow! That's a Mitzvah. That's way premature before the children come into the world. That's a mitzvah. And then the Mishnah says in a chiddush which is beyond belief, even the tanoim is called the sudas mitzvah. That's what he says. And the mela, you can go and you can make a Eruvei Tuchum to go there. And this has other applications in halacha. Talk about an ovel. You know, an ovel wants to go to a sudas reyos. It's aser. But if it's a sudas mitzvah, alright, then already you have a Pesach to find a kula. Just time to go have a meal. You want to go get together for a party, a birthday party with your family. No mitzvah. Aser. There's no excuse. So the smitzvah already, you can already start working. You can start getting out, calling and making, going through your
database
to go ask the rabbanim to find an excuse to go.
This is the government thing.
Okay, you have it's a sudas mitzvah. Ooh, sudas mitzvah. Maybe you don't say tachnun. You're ready opening up a whole new siman in Shulchan Aruch once you use those two words. Avart is a sudas mitzvah. Well, the Mishnah Berurah says ke beishol suvuhu adin sudas erisin oy sudas kinyan, which is what we call an engagement party, but the Mishnah Berurah seems to say you got to sign documents. So if you go to a Chassidus Shavart, that's already called the Sudas Mitzvah. But if you don't sign the document, then maybe not. That's a chiddush. This is a very big chiddush from the Mishnah Berurah, and he brings the source from the Magen Avraham. It's not only him; he brings the Magen Avraham. Look there. There's more to it. Don't get carried away. I'm sure not everyone is so happy with this chiddush. Let's go first. Let's finish this one Mishnah Berurah here. Now, what happens if let's talk some biblical term, the Talmudic terms. Nisui bas koyin li Yisrael am aretz. What happens if the daughter of a koyin marries an am aretz? That's serious. Nisui bas koyin li Yisrael am aretz. Oy bas Talmud chacham la am aretz. Einam sudas mitzvah. If you go to a wedding where the marriage, this is the Gemara. The Gemara says that if a bas talmud chacham marries an amo aretz,
back to the bas kohen.
The bas kohen also.
I can't argue.
Why not?
Because it's real, but bas
arbitrary. Who's called the Talmud Chacham? So let's see the Mishnah. Let's see the number two, the Dirshu on the left side. The Im, you have now here the Mishnah Berurah says a very big on the side on the left side, number two in the Dirshu. The Im Yoimru Besuda Zo Shiros Vishpochis Lashem Yisparach. Let's say it's a taka an Amo Aretz. It's Bas Talmud Chacham is marrying an Amo Aretz, which today you get into a lot of trouble if you say who you to say such a thing. But at this wedding, at this party, they sing Shirois Vishpochis. They say Torah, cause of Hatosefes Shabbos, Shenechsheves Sudas Mitzvah. So you can transform it into a Sudas Mitzvah if it's the proper, if it's done in the proper way. Kimoisha Kosam Magin Avram, Vim Yesh, Vim Kain Yesh Lahate Laorev, Kedilah Lalechas Hashem, Achain, Hamach Tisashekel, Hikshashre, Shuas, Vishishbokas, Yocholema Bebesai. What kind of excuse is that? You want to sing Shuas? Say, stay home. Don't make an error to Chumin. The Ainat Sach Lashal, you don't need, the Ainat Sarech, Lasham, kach leleches to makam asuda. V'yav sheshuos heini l'shem kach leleches to makam asuda. V'yav sheshuos hein inyan hanesuin har yachol hu lemabes hashus achayros ve'es kol sefer hatehilim. What's the excuse to go? V'akaf achayim tirutz shesoyf soyf yesh kan gam inyan shemisameh chosan u'machmazeh nechshev shemorev shemisorev l'shach mitz. The combination. It's a combination. The combination of saying Shiros Vishishbochas while you give Simcha to Chasna Kala is a kula. All right, whatever. You're not going to play around. Let's go further to the Mishnah Berurah. Let's just do this Mishnah Berurah. Of the Shuvas Hachavas Yor Kosaf. Back to the Mishnah Berurah base, the middle of the Mishnah Berurah. The Shuvas Hachavas Yor Kosaf. The Achshav Ein Lanu Ameh Oretz. Nothing to worry about. Bisman has it as a beautiful Mishnah Berurah. There's no such thing as this derogatory term that's found in the Gemara as an Am Haaretz. Shedibru Chachamim Kan. Im lo kishyadua shehei mezalzlum b'mitzvos tuleyadifa me'am Haaretz amuska b'shas. There's no such thing Bisman has said in our times as an Am Haaretz means a person that's mezalzel. It's not a matter of knowledge. Today no one can be held responsible for mastering a Daf Gemara or mastering Halacha. No such thing. As long as a person is not in a level where he's mezalzel, he disgraces Torah, it's okay. The culture came in Hubas am haaretz le am haaretz. The lekuli am haavis of the smits. They're equal. If it's not a bas, if it's not a bas talmud chacham, it's they're two ordinary people. Bas am haaretz le am haaretz. The lekuli am haavis of the smits. Ochein im yadua shelo yinhagu sham kedas. Unbelievable. Nick's dancing. Hair story? Mishnah Berurah. Let's say you're going to a wedding and you are certain that there will be mixed dancing. Bivadai ein kan mitzvah l'orev kedei leilech l'sham u'l'samchum. That's not called a mitzvah. The ayin el b'simin shin l'amites b'ver halacha dibra maska l'hokel g'doy l'mizu kosha poiskim b'evin v'ezer simin chos samach b'ez de'ei nochon l'vorech b'goyin zeh shah simcha b'mo oinoi. If you go to a wedding where there's mixed dancing, one of the sheva brachos says shah simcha b'mo oinoi. No, Hashem is rejoicing in his abode in heaven. If there's mixed dancing, Hashem is not rejoicing. Unless your plan is you're going to go there and you're going to prevent mixed dancing. If you can make a difference by preventing this from happening, you can go. But he says over here that you cannot make the bracha shasimcha b'mo'ono in a setting where there is mixed. If I'm not mistaken, there are other gudel that say even more. Where there's mixed seating, you cannot make the bracha shasimcha b'mo'inai. But it doesn't say that in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah only is very careful what he said. He only said you can't say shasimcha b'mo'inai when there's mixed dancing, not when there was mixed, seating. And also, if you look very carefully, he says only when there are bachurim ubasulos yachat. The mixed dancing is for singles. But let's say it's mixed dancing for couples, and you're dancing with your wife. Doesn't say anything about that. It's not so bad. Well, her, it's not so bad.
You know the score.
I don't say a lot, but it says that it's not so bad. It doesn't say that. If you read what it says here, it says, who's going to dance?
Where is that?
The Mishnah Berurah. Beis. It's the first wide line. Look at the first wide line. The first wide line of the Mishnah Berurah. Ochein, however. Im Yodua. Shelo yinhagu sham kidos. They will not follow Jewish law. The Iraqi sham, they will dance there. Who's going to dance? So today, when you say, when you go to a place where there's mixed dancing, what's mixed dancing? Married couples. I don't think you have a young boy, single boys and girls do mixed dancing. Yeah, it's such a thing. I don't think it could happen, but it's, I don't think that's what we call today mixed. Go to a shul dinner, right? And they have mixed dancing. You don't even have young boys and girls coming to these dinners. You have couples. They're not paying the bills. The couples. I saw mixed dancing in certain places. Who was doing the mixed dancing? The couples. What? Mitzvotans. A mitzvotans. The Iraqi, that's what it is. It says the Iraqi sham bachurim uvesulos yachat. The vaday ain kan mitzvah lo he did with someone else's wife. That's worse. I'm not assuming that's what's happening by mixed dancing. I can't imagine such a thing. You're not dancing with someone else's wife. Mixed. I'm guessing by traditional American synagogues where mixed dancing was accepted as norm years ago, I'm assuming it was with your own wife. No?
Only in the beginning.
After another drink, then it gets a little bit.
Granddad, you go to the other partner.
But it doesn't even say that here. Here it says what's only is no good is young boys and young girls, single boys. Vadin comments. Okay, so this is something just to keep in mind. You have to see the source, and the source says shasim. People get take this out of line. It could be the other paiskim. They say if this exceeding, you can't say shasim chabimah oinai. That's not what is in Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah doesn't say exceeding.
They extended it.
No, it could be this someone else. Actually, I don't want to say the name of the sefer because I'm make sure I have to look it up. But there's another sefer that says even exceeding, even exceeding. It's not accepted. Obviously, you know, you don't have to be machmir like every. You know, there are certain things which people accept. And understand. Okay, so we'll stop here.
I was once at a wedding.
Yeah.
I believe it was separate seating. It was separate seating only for the singers.
From Faker. They need to make shidduchim.